This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Morning here on 94 WIP. You got your Mac and Mac guys, Jody McDonald, Glenn Mac now. And I know both Glenn and I are both very proud of our children. You got two proud papas here in Mac and Mac. But we might pale in comparison to our first guest today. You heard a highlight from his son's season at Clemson this year. The Axeman, Jeremiah Trotter, jumps in with us here on 94 WIP. How you doing today, proud papa?
Hey, how's it going?
We're great. We're terrific. Let's just start asking you, where were you? I know you were with your son when you heard. Where were you? What were you doing? And is there any chance that a tear was shed?
Oh, definitely. We were in West Virginia at my youngest son Josiah's spring game, and the game had just ended. So I went back to the truck, and we just sitting in the truck waiting on him to come out the locker room. And I was kind of dozing off a little bit in the front seat, and I heard hello, and I turned around, and Jeremiah was on the phone. So I knew it was the call we've been waiting on, and I looked at my brother-in-law, and we saw who was on the who was up next. I think it was the Chargers. So we thought it was San Diego, you know, because you know that the TV is delayed.
Right.
And then I'm thinking it's the Chargers. And when he got off the phone, he said, I'm staying home. So, you know, and obviously I was very excited, man. Very excited. Jeremiah was excited. He's here right now too. So, it was a special moment, man. Special moment.
That's phenomenal. Now, you are a beloved Philadelphia Eagle by the fan base here in town, but also a well-respected ex-Philadelphia Eagle by the organization. They give you any hint? They tell you that they were considering? No, they brought him in for a visit. It's getting to the fifth round. They haven't gone there yet. Did you start to get maybe a little worried and or annoyed that the Eagles hadn't called his name out yet?
No, we was in the dark just like everybody else, man. We were just waiting. We didn't know which team was going to make the pick. Obviously he took a visit there, went to Tampa. We had some Zoom calls, and you know, you just never know. And we were just waiting. We were just waiting patiently, and you know, it was a long couple of days, man. But you know, the ultimate thing is, you got the call. That's the most important. You got the call. He know where he's going to be now, and now we can just get back to work.
Well, speaking of the work, I know you coached him throughout his youth.
Mm-hmm.
You run on the same hill in Mount Laurel for conditioning, I heard.
Yeah.
you're gonna continue to coach a little bit, or do you step aside now?
Well, I've gradually kind of stepped away and kind of let him and the coaches do their thing. Obviously, you know, play the game. If you see something, you talk. Cause I talk about football with my buddies, and they don't even play football. So, obviously, when your son plays, you're going to talk to him about certain techniques and stuff like that. But, you know, they got a great staff over there. And, you know, I know they're using him and getting where he needs to be.
Trot, I know where you're at because I coached my daughter in girls basketball from the time she was in kindergarten until the eighth grade. When she went to high school, it was like, wait a minute, she's not listening to me anymore? I just have to sit here and watch and scream? And yeah, it's a very difficult thing to do. I know what you went through. Question for you. Has Jeremiah ever questioned you, borderline, given you a hard time that – hey, Dad, you couldn't give me an extra 2 inches and maybe another 20-some-odd pounds like you had? Because the only question – I think he would have been a first or second-round pick if he was slightly larger. Does he give you a hard time about not passing down the girth that the Axeman played with?
Man, listen, no, he's – God gave him everything he needs to be successful, you know. And, you know, everybody likes what they like. You know, you can't – you know, I got certain foods I like. I got certain foods I don't like. know, what's important is when you get an opportunity to get on that football field, whether you're 6'5", or 6 foot, or 5'11", you know, whatever, it's what you do when you get on that field. And once you get on that field and you start doing what you're gifted to do, nobody's going to question anything else. We'll be able to look back on this day and this whole process and be able to laugh about it.
So there's a lot of Eagles fans who have that number 54 jersey in their closet, right? So get to pull that out again. Might be a little mothball, but they get to pull that out again.
They got to kind of freshen it up, put some breeze on that thing a little bit.
And he walks in as a fan favorite. I mean, he really does. They are going to embrace. He's going to get a standing ovation the first time he sets foot on the field, and it's going to be great. The only question I'll ask you about that is, there a certain pressure that comes with wearing that name on that green jersey?
Well, I'll let him answer that for you.
We'd love to talk to him.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hey, Jeremiah, congratulations. Glad to see you're staying home. Your father told us a story about getting the call in the car yesterday and him not knowing it was going to be the Eagles. You guys kind of thought it was the Chargers, but it ended up being the Birds. Know you were here for a visit. How confident were you? I know day one passes, day two passes. Now you're probably a little perturbed, but you still got day three. Know you're going to be picked. How confident were you that the Eagles were going to be that team, if at all?
Honestly, I knew there was definitely a chance, but, you know, when it comes to the NFL draft, you never really know what could happen. So I was more like just patiently waiting, you know, anxious to see, you know, who was going to pick me up. And, you know, I'm glad, you know, the Eagles ended up taking a chance on me, giving me the opportunity. And it worked out perfect. I don't have to travel too far. And, you know, I just thank God.
What are your earliest memories of seeing your dad in an Eagles uniform?
Honestly, pretty young. I mean, I remember, like, glimpses, maybe, like, being on the practice field or, like, you know, after a game if he was holding me. But since I was so young, it's hard to remember. But I just, you know, just glimpses of being maybe in the locker room or out at training camp. He had me and my sister out there on the field walking with him. But just little things like that. And then as I got older, I started, you know, really, you know, see highlights and see how fans interacted with him. And just, you know, really just being able to fully understand, you know, how his time with the Eagles.
I got to ask you this one, because your father kind of ruffled some feathers about a month ago when he outlandishly said, listen, I root for my son, but if he gets drafted by the Dallas Cowboys, I will not be putting that jersey on. You want to get picked. You haven't been picked yet, and you don't want to start scratching teams off your potential list. When your father said what he did you give him a high five and go, thanks, Dad, you took the pressure off me to not have to say I don't want to be a Cowboy? Or were you like, hey, wait, Dad, I got to get picked first. Let's not take anybody off the potential list.
No. Yeah, I think when he said that, it was more like, you know, in a joking manner. He knows how the rivalry between the Cowboys and Eagles. And it was more, you know, just, you know, joking manner and, you know, how strong that rivalry is. But, I mean, it worked out anyway. I got picked up by the Eagles, so it worked out perfect.
Let's talk about your game a little bit. What do you see as your strength? When you project yourself playing the NFL, what do you see as your role, your job, your strength?
I think a big part of my game is blitzing. That's a lot of what I did at Clemson in our system where my coach used me. But also, you know, my effect in like the passing game, block destruction. I'm very confident in all areas of my game, but I think the biggest part of my game that's displayed on tape is my blitzing.
All right, I'm going to run something by you, Jeremiah, and if you think I'm way off base, please tell me. Tell me I'm an idiot if you have to. Your father was famously known as the Axeman during his time here in Philadelphia, a nickname very well earned. I'm thinking since you're a little smaller, a little sleeker, not as heavy, I'm thinking samurai guy. Would you be okay with that? If your dad's the axe man, we call you the samurai guy. Would that work for you?
It doesn't have the same ring to it. I might have to change the celebration a little bit. That I think you swing a samurai in a different manner. But so the celebration might have to change up a little bit. But
I got faith in you. You could work on that. You come up with that. You got skills. You'll be able to pull off the samurai move.
Yeah, I just got to workshop it a little bit, probably.
Well, listen, I just want to say, Jeremiah Senior, I mean, I've known you for so many years, and I just know how proud you are, what a great moment this is for you and your family, and I just know you're bursting at the seams. And Jeremiah Junior, I also know that you are ready to create your own legacy. This is a great fan base. As you know, it's one that is ready to embrace you. Your dad can tell you it might be a little tough at times, Jeremiah, right? It can be a little critical at times.
Long you show up with your pail, your lunch kit, your hard hat, and go to work, man, they appreciate you.
Yeah. And I think, Jeremiah Jr., you have every opportunity to do that. We're thrilled for you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Jeremiah, thank you. And Jeremiah's, thank you both very much for hopping on with us this morning. Jeremiah Senior,
enjoy it, fellas.
And Jeremiah Jr. here with us on 94 WIP. All right, Mac and Mac, guys.
Can I just say, that was very cool.
Very cool.
Specifically, to get the dad
Senior
and the
going,
son
of- hey, here, you want to talk to Junior? He's here.
Great.
How great was that?
They're enjoying. They're celebrating. They're having a great time. It's and listen, every Eagles fan is rooting for that kid to make it, right? You talked about, and you were right, you never know with draft picks. Some in the sixth round will surprise you and be great, and then we'll get the first round busts, and he comes in as a fourth rounder. There's a lot to like. There's some things that, you know, some limitations. Boy, every Eagles fan is rooting for this kid to be just to make it and be part of this team.
As well they should. By the way, G-Mac, fifth round pick.
Fifth round pick.
Fifth round pick, which should lessen that pressure a little bit. You were right when you said, with that name, he comes in, there is going to be pressure attached. You are 100% correct. But the fact that he was the 20th pick in the fifth round should alleviate that pressure just a little, which would give him the chance to come in and be himself and be a player, and he will be beloved. He's Glenn Mack. Now I'm Jody McDonald. We're going to get some calls in here before the end of the hour. We're scheduled to talk to Dave Zingaro from NBC Sports Philly at the top of the hour, break down the draft a little bit more with him. But if you want to make a quickie Eagles/Trots/Sixers, if you want to go there, call. Do it right here, right now. 215-592-9494.
And are you tired of dealing with those old inefficient windows in your house? Maybe it's time to go Gaida. How about that drafty, beat-up looking entry door that you've painted over more times than you can count? Well, go Gaida. Need added protection from the elements with a new storm door? Go Gaida. What about that sliding patio door, the garage door you've been meaning to replace? Go Gaida. Whatever your home improvement needs are, I suggest you go Gaida with the great people at Gaida Door and Window. To help you get your project started, Gaida is offering 20% off all windows and doors while allowing you to start your project with no money down and up to 3 full years to pay them off interest-free. That's right. Receive 20% instant savings with the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. Restrictions apply. Offers for a limited time. So what are you waiting for? It's time you finally go Gaida. Call today. Schedule a free in-home estimate at 1-877-GO-GAIDA or visit them at GoGaida.com. That's Go, G-U-I-D-A.com.